Good morning and welcome. It is 10 minutes after 5 a.m. Remember, this isn't morning radio. This is the Wisconsin Morning News. Welcome to it. It is the Thursday version of our fine program. And so how much news did you watch last night about the demonstrations in D.C., our nation's capital, yesterday for 9/11?
I was watching the ball game, man.
Yeah, well, apparently there wasn't a whole lot to see. The Million Muslim March.
They get about 50 people and a couple of vendors.
1,000 or so. They got about 1,000 or so. There were some protesters there that were yelling all kinds of disparaging things against the Muslims that were there. Also rolling into D.C., thousands upon thousands upon thousands of bikers. They rolled in to have their demonstration. It appeared that there were no problems with that. For the most part, I'm looking into a little bit more, but for the most part, everybody obeyed the law. There were a lot of... There was, however, one very serious accident with the bikers. Unfortunately, that does happen when you have a whole bunch of guys get together, you know.
Let me guess, they weren't wearing a helmet.
No, D.C. is a helmet state, I believe.
Oh,
so
is
they
it?
Have to. Yeah, I think you have to wear your helmet in D.C. You know, are you one of those?
I think anybody who rides a motorcycle without a helmet is insane.
Okay, I'm not going to disagree that it's probably crazy to ride without a helmet, but are you one of those that thinks the government has to?
You will grab on to your right to be crazy.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
If I want to ride my...
As long as I don't have to pay when you're in a vegetative state after crashing.
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with that either. You shouldn't have to pay for my stupidity.
All right.
But if I want to ride without my helmet and spill my brains out all over the sidewalk when I crash, that's my right.
Okay.
I have the right to be dumb. You know, when I had my bike, I went... I customized it. I spent a lot of money putting pipes and rejetting the carbs and all that stuff so it would sound and look really sharp. And
annoy the neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And loud is proud, baby.
Yeah.
So I was getting ready to buy a helmet, and I went over and I picked up this, I don't know, $75 skid lid. And my brother said, really? I said, yeah. I said, I don't want to spend. He says, right. That's fine. He said, yeah, get a $10 helmet for a $10 head. That's fine. And I thought, he may have a point here. I just spent $1,000 on pipes and the other stuff, and I'm gonna cheap out on the helmet.
Is there a reason why the motorcycle helmets these days look like German army helmets from World War II?
Oh, that's been the thing for a long time.
Yeah, why is that, though? Why do you look like Sergeant Schultz when you're wearing that thing?
I know nothing. What are you saying? Why do you say I look like Sergeant Schultz? Huh?
I haven't seen you in a helmet yet, so I can't make that statement.
The one I had, I even glued a little spike to the top of it. You know, one of the paper things, you know, the Kaiser helmet.
Nice.
I don't know. It's just a fad. It's just a fad.
You need to bring back the Evel Knievel type helmet, right?
The one that I really wanted and I ordered, but it turned out to be just way too heavy and uncomfortable, was a SWAT team helmet. Now, that I really liked. I thought, wow, this looks pretty cool. And I had the big goggles that go along with it. And then when I actually rode it somewhere and I was wearing it, it's like, man, this thing's uncomfortable. I don't like this thing at all.
Strong neck muscles to hold it up. Huh?
Why do I want to wear this thing? This is not comfortable. It may look good, but it's uncomfortable as all get up. Anyway, the bikers descended on D.C., completely outnumbered the Muslim supporters. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm glad about that. I think it was inappropriate and bad taste to have a million Muslim march on 9/11. I just find that to be insulting.
How about the geniuses on the Massachusetts Port Authority yesterday? They had a training exercise at Logan Airport involving explosions and flames and smoke.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, when are we going to do this? Yeah. Well, how about on Wednesday, 9/11? Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a great idea, Bob.
Yeah.
What harm could come from that?
Yeah.
Also, in my former neck of the woods, remember the pastor of the little church that wanted to burn the Koran?
Right. Terry Jones, was that his
name?
Terry
Jones.
Yeah.
Terry Jones got arrested yesterday in my home state or my home area of Polk County, Florida. Terry was getting ready to burn 2,998 Korans in honor of the individuals that died in the 9/11 attacks. He was arrested yesterday because he was carrying the 2,998 Korans in a giant homemade barbecue pit that he was pulling behind his car. It was doused with kerosene, so the authorities said, okay, you're illegally hauling fuel.
Uh-huh.
One of his friends was illegally open carrying a handgun.
Uh-huh.
And a couple other charges. So Terry Jones did not get to do his book burning that he was hoping for. And got arrested as a result. So, you know, lots of interesting things that happened all around the world, but none of it as interesting as, that's right, us here at the Wisconsin Morning News doing everything we can for you in every way, shape, form, and fashion. All right, hold tight. Don't go anywhere. We will be back in mere moments with lots more tasty radio goodness.
Got you listening longer than you had planned. 'Cause everyone's crazy on this morning show, man.